I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World. 2 million refugees, that number of people, is just part of the humanitarian crisis spawned by Syria's civil war. Most of those refugees have fled to neighboring countries like Lebanon or Turkey, but some are winding up further west. Germany, for instance, has just received its first plane load of Syrian refugees. They landed in the northern city of Hanover, and up to 5,000 more are expected. Germany is calling on other nations to follow its humanitarian example, but some say the country shouldn't pat itself on the back just yet. The World's Jerry Haddon reports from Berlin.
107 Syrian refugees descended from a chartered plane, looking relieved and smiling at the waiting government officials. Among them was Germany's foreign minister, Hans-Peter Friedrich.
Also für uns war wichtig, dass wir zunächst mal ein klares Signal setzen. Wir glauben, dass es nicht mehr geht, die Flüchtlinge nur in Lagern.
You've had to experience a lot in the last weeks and months, he told them, and now you are safe here in Germany. Of course, it's a dramatic thing when you are so far from your own home, in a country which is foreign to you. But you will see that very quickly you'll be doing well in Germany, he said, and you'll get used to everything that you did not previously know. One Syrian arrivee, who did not want to give his name, expressed his thanks.
We are leaving our country, and this is very hard, me and my wife. But, you know, it's our circumstances in Lebanon, it was hard. We live in one room, and life is very costly back there. So we find it a good opportunity for a better life.
Under the German program, 5,000 refugees from Syria will be given immediate legal residency until it's safe for them to go home, whether that's months or years. To make the transition easier, they'll get free German language and culture courses. Germany exhorted the rest of Europe to follow its example. It is a pretty good deal for the Syrians, especially compared to refugees fleeing other conflicts, says Turbay Ulu. He's from Turkey. He's at a makeshift refugee camp in downtown Berlin among 200 asylum seekers from all over the world living under tarps and in tents. Ulu says he fled political persecution back home, but after 3 years in Germany, he says he still hasn't gotten residency papers. His life, he says, is on hold. There is no freedom here, he says. We'd like some, but you're not allowed to leave the area where your detention center is located. This is a protest camp set up over a year ago and tolerated for now by the Berlin city government. Refugees here want to call attention to what they say are the prison-like conditions in Germany's hundreds of official refugee detention centers. Bad food, cramped quarters, restricted movement. Their list of complaints is long. Another refugee here, who doesn't want to give his name, says he doesn't begrudge the Syrians their good fortune, but wants equal treatment. The German government argues that the Syrian case is different, that they're coming under a humanitarian program reserved for the most dire circumstances. But Amnesty International's Franziska Wilma says precisely because it is so dire, Germany and the West as a whole could do more.
5,000 Syrian refugees that Germany is receiving these days is actually already a first step. But of course, there are 2 million people in the region who've left Syria right now, just let alone Lebanon. There's only a population of 4.3 million people with 700,000 Syrian refugees.
In Europe, only Sweden is out front of Germany, having already accepted some 15,000 Syrians and removing limits on new arrivals. The U.S. has taken in some 4,000 Syrian refugees now and has agreed to accept 2,000 more. But with the number of refugees from the Syrian conflict at 2 million and rising, pressure on the West to accept more people is likely to grow. For The World, I'm Jerry Haddon in Berlin.